study,
and play come together on a Windows 11 PC.
And for a limited time, college students get
the best of both worlds.
Get the Unreal College Deal. Everything you need to study and play with select Windows 11 PCs. Eligible students get a year of Microsoft 365 Premium and a year of Xbox Game Pass Ultimate with a custom color Xbox wireless controller. Learn more at windows.com/student offer. While supplies last, ends June 30th. Terms at aka.ms/college PC.
MLB.TV on ESPN is your home for every out-of-market game, live or on demand. Catch your favorite teams and players, plus MLB Network and ESPN app features like multi-view, syncing your stats, key plays, bets, and fantasy all in one place. Sign up now for MLB.TV in the ESPN app. Separate subscriptions required. Blackouts and other terms apply. Visit stream.espn.com/MLBTV for more information.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Hey! Everybody,
can't get enough of the Rich Eisen Show? You're in luck. You can find us everywhere. Watch us weekdays on Disney Plus from noon to 3 Eastern. Miss the show? We've got a podcast so you can listen anytime. But here's the best part, our YouTube channel. Subscribe at youtube.com/Rich Eisen Show and you'll never miss a moment. Now, on with the show.
Hey, New York! I'm sorry it took so long!
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
James Dolan, he said at one point, when we win the championship, he turned into Oprah. You'll get a ring. You'll get a ring. And your wife will get a ring. And your girlfriend will get a ring. Or your mom will get a ring.
Today's guests, Apple TV lead MLS analyst Taylor Twellman, actor Hugh Jackman, plus latest news and more. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
That's right, everybody. Welcome to this edition of the Rich Eisen Show. I'm not the only greatest showman on this program. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial. Hugh Jackman is joining us in hour number three in advance of his new movie, The Death of Robin Hood, which is definitely not the Robin Hood you know about growing up with. And he's going to be on in hour number three, a great celebrity, true or false, all teed up for one of my favorites. He's never been on the show. Very excited about having him on. Taylor Twellman, who's been on before, he'll be talking about what the entire world's talking about, and that's the World Cup. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial right here on the program. There is a top five that I have, and a top five that Chris Brockman's going to. We have dueling top fives later.
Hey, right? Now. Oh. Hey, now.
And Judge T.J. Jefferson will have to decide which one is better on the whole concept of which quarterback in the NFL is under the most pressure this upcoming season. One of Chris Brockman's favorite subject matters. Good to see you over there, Christopher. How are you
good
today?
Good to see you. Good thing I slipped T.J. and Mr. Beek's envelope before the show.
Fantastic. And if the World Cup today, sounds differently to you, it doesn't sound as crisp.
Yeah, not as.
You're like, wait a minute.
Wait a minute.
It doesn't sound great. It's, Mike Del Tufo's here and not there. He's here. He's not there. Good to see you, DJ Mikey D.
Yes, but tomorrow I will be on that USA match.
Hey.
Oh.
I will be on that.
Listen, you're very patriotic working faders. But, good to see you over there, TJ Jefferson. The candle's lit, sir. What's going on?
Oh.
It's not lit, is it?
It's not lit. I was counting something, human money.
What were you counting?
I'm above reproach, though.
What are you counting? Oh, I see.
I just want
keep it fair. Keep it fair.
Keep it fair.
Keep it fair.
Okay, look at that.
Above reproach.
That's, that was a fake bill he put in his pocket.
Fake.
Okay.
It's real.
Ladies and gentlemen, today is the day everyone's been waiting for in New York City for over 50 years. 53 years. It's, again, every single time I talk about the Knicks winning the championship, I sound like the old woman from Titanic.
I hate this team.
Oh, no, sir.
Not anymore.
Not anymore. Control job over there. No. That's the Jets. Although they might be on the clock now. 53 years. We in New York City have been waiting for a particular Canyon of Heroes parade. I'm throwing ticker tape in the old Canyon of Heroes. And I guess what, John Glenn orbiting the moon or Neil Armstrong landing on it is akin to this Canyon of Heroes type of event. The New York Knicks having a parade. Woo. And it started at 7 in the morning. You could see that footage that we just popped up on the screen there. It started at 10 in the morning Eastern time. But fans started pouring in. I mean, the subway, it took a half an hour to get this, by the way, is my nightmare.
Yeah, no.
Being stuck this in a New York City subway.
No, absolutely.
You know, tunnel no. and no. stuck in on no. the steps.
I don't love nothing. No. That
you know, it no. definitely, no. It definitely, I'll be straight up with you. It couldn't have smelled great in there.
Yeah. Oh, no. I think. I smell it through the TV.
Because, you know, no. New Yorkers yes, in New Yorkers in tank tops, which is what a jersey is, you know?
Yeah.
They weren't going Ewing style, which is a T-shirt underneath. Most you know, a lot of them.
Sweatbands.
Yeah.
Popping their heads.
Some very old, right?
What's the temperature?
You know,
in
when
New York
somebody's
today?
Wearing a Bernard King number 30, that thing was when they took to summer camp. but because they set up many security checkpoints, it
was set up
I saw one photo and one video associated with it, that the line at one security checkpoint ran so long that it collided with the back of another checkpoint on the other side of the parade.
And those New York blocks are long.
So checkpoints were running into each other.
Yeah.
And listen, there's a reason why Larry David knows all about the chat and cut, because we New Yorkers do that all the time. And but this is it. I mean, it's so exciting. I have not seen anything from the actual parade itself, so I'm just going to react to it live. Go ahead and roll them in, Mike Hoskins. What are we looking at here? That's Clyde Frazier, man.
Oh, wow. That's awesome.
That's Woo. Clyde Frazier. Is that what type of car is that?
I don't know. It looks presidential.
It looks like something maybe he was in the 1970s.
It might be
parade.
His own car.
I don't think they had a parade, though, back in the 70s for them.
They did not?
I could be wrong, but I'm pretty sure I heard that.
That's what the Google machine's for.
But let's check
okay.
it.
Okay. Rolling another one right here. So Clyde's there.
It says Good no, Bernard they did not have a parade.
King,
not,
my right? favorite yeah. Nick growing up, sitting shotgun in a blue convertible. Come on now. Bernard King is in a championship parade. And then the other guy that I grew up loving, look at Patrick Ewing.
That's my guy right there.
I love it. Patrick Ewing is taking his victory lap that I wanted him to have himself. I'm getting emotional, guys. I'm literally tearing up. When I see Bernard King and I see Patrick Ewing, I think of me in high school.
Been.
Me in high school dreaming of these moments.
Yeah, I get it.
You know? Me in high school dreaming that the Knicks could win it all with Bernard King and then Patrick Ewing together. And that happened for half a season. You know,
the Bernie
show is what I grew up with. Ernie Grunfeld, who, by the way, turned into a general manager of the Knicks.
Right.
You know, the Bernie and Ernie show. Could that happen? Bernard King and Ernie Grunfeld. And here comes Ewing. And then Bernard gets hurt and is never the same again. Yeah, man. Let me see something else. Keep rolling them in. I'm just going to react to it. Jalen Brunson walking in the parade.
King of New York.
With the Larry O'Brien trophy. This is what it's about. This is what it is. Look at all the fans who are just crushed up against the barriers.
Yeah, I can't wait to see the numbers on attendance. I saw some photos last night of people in the – they had grandstands set up along some of the streets. Already camped out. I think they were planning on sleeping there overnight to not give up their spot.
Well, I woke up this morning, geez, like 4:30 our time, and you know, looked at the phone and already saw the photos of the crush of fans showing up at 5 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m, well in advance of this parade.
I was up at 12:30 last night. I saw a girl's Instagram video where she was already trying to secure her spot. So what is that, 3:30?
Sorry,
securing herself a spot for the parade. It was dark out. There was
awesome.
Nobody around.
Mm.
I was like, this is insane.
Dark out, nobody around. Sounds like half of my Knick fandom. Seriously. I cannot believe this is happening. I cannot believe it happened this year. It was right around this time last year. The Knicks are knocking on the doors of so many other franchises saying, can we talk to your coach?
Yeah, who wanted to be the coach? Nobody.
Can we talk to your coach? It was pathetic.
Yeah.
It felt pathetic.
We wanted you to get the job at one.
That's right.
It's like you didn't have a plan after you fired Tom Thibodeau or before. Why'd you fire him? What are you doing over there? What's happening over there? Why would you fire this guy? And who's going to coach him? And then Mike Brown says, I'll take the job. And it's like,
And look at him now. King of New York. Your money's no good in New York City anymore, sir. And it better be the same way in New Jersey and parts of Connecticut. Ever. In any establishment where a Knick fan resides, this man should never pay for a meal again.
Letting dogs out.
Oh, my gosh. He wore a 10 weeks T-shirt to the parade today in reference to James Dolan's speech that give me 10 weeks of apparently this got cut out of the speech that was posted on the Jalen Brunson, Josh Hart podcast site. Asking him, you know,
celibacy,
abstinence.
Yeah.
You know, hey, AC Green won a championship.
I mean, he did multiple.
Yeah, but that wasn't a.
I mean, yeah, you know what I mean? It was the other 42 weeks.
Yeah.
AC didn't know what he was missing.
Exactly. So. He hadn't tasted the fruit.
Chris, I've always wanted to say this is kind of like when people crack on me about the Cowboys. It's like people who've never, you know what I'm saying.
I'm now watching videos of James Dolan talking.
He's inspirational.
Which, by the way, I would, but I mean, on the radio, locally in New York,
mm-hmm.
where I wouldn't ever hit play on that because I'm like, what is he going to say that's going to piss me off? And I'm like, now I can't wait to hear what's out of his mouth.
Wow.
I know that.
That is the
I
big,
know.
Like,
it's somebody sent world.
Me,
wow.
Somebody sent me a tweet.
That was not on our bingo
somebody
card.
Popped up on X. I didn't see this. Somebody sent it to me. And it was a tweet that I sent almost 7 years ago.
No way.
And? On June 30th, 2019,
and?
What did it say?
I tweeted out, with Durant and Kyrie choosing the Nets, it's time for James Dolan to look in the mirror and sell the Knicks.
Yes.
His utter and humiliating failure at handling a New York sports institution is now complete. Take the billions and go home, Jim, is what I tweeted out.
That's how you felt.
Hey, and that was tame. Compared to what I was saying in front of this microphone, which yada, 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 may be a reason why the Knicks are not facilitating a player to appear on this program. I got a long memory there, long man. Memory.
Yeah. I would hope.
But I'm like, yeah, Dolan's talking about how he apparently Landry Shamet and Mitchell Robinson are the Knicks that might have to be let go because
Dolan
how
said
much
he doesn't
it would cost.
Yeah, he doesn't want to be in the second apron.
Well, nobody wants to because that is so prohibitive in putting a roster together.
Right.
And he's basically like, I'll cut a check as much as I can, but I'm not going in the second apron. I heard that. And I'm like, you're right. And I'm like, wait a minute. What the hell is happening here? I'm like inspired by what James Dolan is thinking.
What is it? Cats and dogs living together.
That's what's happening.
It's like Bill Murray and Ghostbusters.
The Knicks are having a parade in the Canyon of Heroes. Jalen Brunson's walking around with the Larry O'Brien trophy. Mikal Bridges brought his dog.
Yes, yeah, saw that.
They're so damn likable.
They are.
It's great. They're making
I hate it.
New Yorkers mostly likable. Hoskins, put up that one thing that I did see from the parade that I sent before. This is a wild float to be seen in a New York City parade. The analytical float. Kenny Atkinson's in there, apparently.
Why would you
do that? He won the series 4-1.
They're living rent-free in your head. Just
wait a minute.
Celebrate
that's AI-generated. Pardon me.
Celebrate your
normally,
day.
Normally, I don't put up
that's
AI slop.
That's ridiculous.
You know that's not a real picture, right? You know that's AI.
That's funny, man.
They're living rent-free
that's
in this
funny.
Still.
That's funny. Oh, yeah, because tomorrow night is game 7 of the analytics NBA Finals between the Spurs and the Cavs.
Not acknowledging this.
See, that's where we're unlikable in New York.
Yeah, you're riding
Knicks are,
high.
The Knicks are not saying that. They're not. They're bringing their dogs to the parade. Who let the dogs out?
I see somebody brought up Wemby today. Come on.
Why are you acting surprised by
this guy like, over there? Like a Celtic fan is always taking a high road over there. The Patriot fan. Like, oh, my God. You need some oxygen over there taking the high road?
We go high.
Oh, is that right?
We go high.
I don't know.
I'll let you
I thought you
swim
and the ducks
the
on the boats went a little lower.
I'll let you swim in the
dumpsters. Okay.
You know, the two-year-olds who haven't seen a parade,
that's okay. The Knicks are having a championship parade today.
Yeah, you should enjoy that.
And by the way, does this conclude the six-day Nickapalooza that's going down everywhere.
I'm excited for it to be over.
I'm not. I'm enjoying it. They're everywhere.
Brother, that's carrying on through the summer.
Oh, baby.
Oh, yeah.
It's forever. Are you kidding me?
I mean,
we're selling t-shirts.
You're going to
put it up. RichEisenShop.com. Yeah. I got t-shirts. The I am a 1A dude t-shirt in various colors. The best free agent signing ever. Various colors. I might wear that on future anniversaries with Susie. You know what I mean? The Go New York, Go New York, Go t-shirt. Let's go. RichEisenShop.com. I'm in it. That's as close to the parade as I'm going to get. Look at Kat with a big ass stogie. Kid from Jersey comes to the Knicks and everyone's like, oh, remember? I had to sit here in this chair and I'm like, hey, Knicks fans, I said this. This one I nailed. I got this one right. Remember, I'm like, hey, listen, Knicks fans, I know you loved Julius Randle. I know he was the first guy, right, that gave you like a green shoot out of the soil that everyone thought was so fallow, okay? And that he was such a great Knick, and everyone loved him and what he stood for, and a self-made man for the Knicks. Brunson comes along, and they send him along with Dante DiVincenzo. And who knew? Who told us recently that it was Jay Wright who told us that A-Rod said, we are taking Dante DiVincenzo for the Knicks if we are sending Kat to New York. Yep. He's coming in the trade. Knicks didn't really want to send him, but they're like, sure. And Knicks fans were like, what are we doing to bring Karl-Anthony Towns here? And I'm like, hold on a second. Love this guy.
Right, you're saying Knicks fans questioned bringing one of the best
Knicks fans
top three centers in the league?
They were questioning it because of who was sent away. Okay. They loved Randle. They wanted Randle to be in this parade. Yeah. I understand. But Karl-Anthony Towns, a kid from Jersey. And I fell in love with him the minute he started trolling on TJ Jefferson. Like, just met him in 2 seconds flat.
Immediately.
And he's just, I'm an Eagle fan. You're a Cowboy fan.
Okay, great. This is how this is.
I'm so happy for Karl-Anthony Towns. One of my favorite Knicks ever. Every single one of these guys. Oh, man, I love a parade, certainly like today.
I love a parade.
Parade.
By the way, this is how excited they are at City Hall. They're putting all the Knicks banners up there. Somebody decides to, I guess they must have looked at the preseason roster.
Yeah.
They put Dylan Jones's number up there, and he wore 33 last summer in the summer league for the Knicks. Cut before opening night. And by the way, you know who's number 33 is no longer worn anywhere?
It's a retired jersey.
I know that.
You should know better.
Do you think Ewing's going past City Hall and he's just like, wait, what? Like, who's Jones?
We turn this around.
So, I mean, everybody is just jumping at celebrating.
Dylan Jones is like, what?
Okay.
Do I get a ring?
Oh, my God. Hey, at least Mom Dottie's filling potholes there. It's all working. The New York Knickerbockers are champions of the world and having a Canyon of Heroes parade. Oh, Clyde. Look at Clyde wearing that getup. He's the best. Walt Frazier is in a Canyon of Heroes parade in 2026. This is what it's all about. All right. When are the speeches? They're starting? Or they're not having them?
I'm sure they're doing it.
We're going to keep an eye on the proceedings in Lower Manhattan.
Come on.
844-204-RICH, number to dial on the program. When we come back, let's talk about what the rest of the world is talking about, the World Cup. Group play is now started today in game two of groups, which means it's beginning to get real. If you did not get a point in your first match to open the World Cup, you best get one in game two.
Right.
Because if not, don't leave your clothes in the hotel like John Tortorella did.
Set you up 1-0 on South Africa right
Thank
now.
You, sir, for that update. 844-204, it's number to dial. Taylor Twellman is going to join us next to discuss what we have seen so far. This is The Rich Eisen Show.
The Rich Eisen Show Podcast.
O'Reilly Auto Parts can help take the guesswork out of your vehicle's check engine ABS or maintenance light with O'Reilly Veriscan. The service is free and provides a report with solutions verified by ASE certified master technicians. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
While the world watches the stars at the FIFA World Cup, Hyundai has its eyes on the next generation of talent. Future stars who are already turning heads at age 14. Because next doesn't wait for an invitation, and neither do we. Hyundai has always moved the future within reach. We did it when we made advanced safety standard on every vehicle and engineered EVs with ultra-fast charging capability. And we're still doing it every day. Because the future isn't some far-off concept. It's already here. Next starts now. Hyundai, an official partner of FIFA.
Rich Eisen here, and summer's here too, and that means it's travel season. My favorite summer trip last year was to Sao Paulo, Brazil. With so many fans traveling for the Los Angeles against Kansas City game, they got to see how lively the city is. I love the culture and the amazing food that I'm still craving. Those memories remind everyone that it's that time of year to plan a little getaway, and that's why summer has a way of turning weekends into big events. One minute, it's a normal week, and then all of a sudden, a huge concert, sporting event, or festival brings people in from all over. And when that happens, visitors start looking for places to stay all across your city. So if you're already planning a summer trip of your own, you could list your space on Airbnb and earn a little extra cash while you're away. It doesn't have to be some big year-round commitment. It's about making the most of a busy weekend when your place would just be empty otherwise. I can tell you, people love finding a place that helps them feel connected to the city that they're visiting. If your city's about to have a big summer moment, this is a great time to maximize your space. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host. Taylor Twellman spinning a curve in the zone for me to hit out of the Fenway, over the Monster.
Yeah.
Okay, I give you the floor. Greatest U.S. men's national team performance ever, anywhere, at any time in a big event? Taylor, yay or nay?
If it's not 1A, it's 1B. Okay. I still go back to Portugal 2002. I get it. It was 5 o'clock in the morning when it happened, if not 4 o'clock in the morning. So the general public didn't have the attention. It didn't have the runway that the 26th World Cup has had. But that was Figo and Ronaldo, and you're up 3-0 15, 20 minutes in, right? So that was a surprise. The reason why I would argue with myself on that is this. For the last 3.5 years, we've talked about the U.S. men's team being anemic, the U.S. men's team getting in their own way, the fact that we're talking about coaches and players' parents arguing after the 22 World Cup with Rana and Berhalter. We haven't really had a ton of positivity regarding this men's team since the World Cup ended in 22. And so you could argue 3.5 years of just blah. So the magnitude of that performance to send a message, knowing how many eyeballs would be on there, Rich, that's where I would say that still may be the best performance, because they needed to make a statement that this golden generation of player that all of us have called it can recognize the occasion, for lack of a better word, mm-hmm. but more so give you a performance that aligns with that. It's barely on one hand that I can give you that many times the men, not the women, the men have given you a performance that aligned itself with the occasion. That's why if it's not 1A, it's 1B. But my man, it's up there.
Yeah, I mean, the women, we all know, have met moments over and over and over again, and they've been dominant, right? They've been dominant yes. in performances. And the first half of that match against Paraguay was dominant. They looked like the better team, better coached, crisper, faster, better, smarter. You know, the Reina goal had, what, 23 touches that led up to it? And just to see, and by the way, that goal.
Brilliant goal.
I couldn't believe it. I'm like, wait a minute, was that off the outside of his right foot?
And Rich, cathartic too. Think about it. We just talked about the World Cup in 22 was all about Giovanni Reina and his parents arguing with their best friends and Greg Berhalter and all of that nonsense in baby games. And so you saw that with Pochettino running about 55 yards to celebrate with the players. There was a lot of emotion behind that goal. Brilliant finish. That's who Gio Reyna can be, and that's who he should be. Now, I'll take this conversation to another level.
Okay.
I'd argue that has to be the standard. That, and I'm not talking about the scoreline, but I'm talking about the swagger, the movement, the energy, the ability to dictate an opponent that only gave up 6 goals in World Cup qualifying that include Brazil, Argentina, Colombia, Uruguay. Paraguay only gave up 6 goals. That should be the standard by which the U.S. men should be judged. The scorelines are always going to be different, and that's why we love sports. You can play the best and lose a game 1-0. It doesn't matter. But the way they went about their business, and you hit the nail on the head, that's the difference. That is the difference of them dictating the game and not being a team that had to react to the other team. That was as impressive to me versus scoring 4 goals against Paraguay.
Taylor Twellman here on the Rich Eisen Show. I've got an easy follow-up question, but it's time for a hydration break. Here we go.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. I need one.
Very good. Oh, look at you with your apple.
Hold on 1 second. My coach is calling me about my first hit. Hold on.
Who's he going?
Yep.
Good.
Well, you think so?
Anyway, hold on.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I should wear pants for the next hit?
Wow.
Oh, man.
It's a bit.
Okay, cool. Yep. Yeah. I'll get back. Yep. You got it, coach. Bye.
Listen, Taylor, I appreciate the bit, but I mean, this is about hydrating. I can't have you cramp up in the middle of all this.
What are we doing, Rich?
What we're doing? You know what? What are we doing? I didn't even sponsor that. We could have made some money off of that, right?
Did you want to read
something real quick? We easily
could have.
Damn it.
You could have made money, and I just played the part of the bit and got nothing, which is what I do really well.
That's all right. This is for money, right, though? Hydration breaks, correct?
Oh, God, buddy, I don't know. See, so there's two ways to go about this. First off, I'm watching the game in Toronto last night, and the temperature on the left-hand part of my screen says 64 degrees. And then it says humidity at 60%, okay? Mm-hmm. So, but why do I bring that up? This did not start this tournament. It started in 22.
Okay.
Because it was 105 degrees outside.
Sure.
And it is a real player safety issue. Absolutely. The problem is now it's not about that. This is capitalism. And listen, just own it. Yeah. Just say it.
Yeah.
Here's my rebuttal. And having done games with a million hydration breaks, and I've done this a million times,
right,
stay in the stadium. That's the hard part for me. If the hydration break is going on and you are giving me the coaches' conversations, the players, the tactics, the changes, it does not take away from the game as much as watching a Michelob Ultra ad with Christian Pulisic, Lionel Messi, and then coming back to the game. That is the Americanization of what that is. An hydration break that takes about 70 seconds, Rich, it's no different than an injury and a trainer comes on the field and they deal with that if you stay in there. That's why everyone is losing their minds because we're leaving the atmosphere. We're leaving the event.
The broadcast.
And then coming back. It feels like it's 4 quarters now.
Okay.
Yep.
So if the broadcast stays put and maybe just keeps some vision on
the screen, it doesn't take as much away. Okay. I'm telling you right now, it doesn't.
We'll see if that happens. Why don't you float that up the Pico Boulevard flagpole, Mike? You know the people.
Tomorrow,
Mike,
get on that.
You know the people there. We could try and let's try and make this.
Yeah, tell him it was Rich's idea, not Taylor's.
Oh, and by the way, the first time it was used in 2022, where was that played?
Yeah, Qatar.
Ah, got it out of him.
I was right.
Got it out of him.
You were right, Brock.
I don't know. I'm a cutter guy.
Okay.
Qatar. It's cutter 100%. But at this rate, everyone has butchered it about 100 times. So I think that 6.5 one way, half a dozen the other.
All right. So now that the hydration break is over, and we stayed here. Yeah. We didn't throw to commercial break.
We did.
Exactly. Taylor Twellman, how repeatable is the United States men's national team game one performance?
Very repeatable. Okay. Now, Australia is going to be a little bit of a different threat. And I think your listeners watching the game on Friday will understand what I mean. There's two attacking players for Australia that can flat out burn. They can flat out run. They'll defend with 7 guys behind the ball. They'll be very pragmatic in their approach. But on the counter, they're going to be a different threat than Paraguay was. So Tim Ream's going to be tested athletically. This is where Chris Richards and his, I would say, inclusion into the national team and being a real focal point and leader at center back helps them. They're a different type of threat. However, it's a similar type of approach. They're going to make the game very, very disjointed. They're going to have numbers behind the ball. And so you've got to have some ingenuity off the ball. I thought Pulisic was unplayable in the first 45 minutes, and he didn't even need the ball to be the best player on the field in those moments. But Tyler Adams, Weston McKennie, if it's Tillman again, if it's Pepe and Balogun, we don't know how they're going to approach this if Pulisic doesn't play. They've just got to be, I know this is going to sound like an oxymoron, they've got to be very, very patient but chaotic. And what I mean by that is be patient in understanding that it may take you 40 minutes to get a shot on goal or score a goal, but create a little bit more urgency to the game so Australia doesn't get numbers behind the ball. I think it's very repeatable. Not saying the scoreline, but I'm saying the performance.
Best side through the first game of the World Cup.
Oh, good one, man.
Thank you.
That's really good. I still think France is the best team in the World Cup, but I'll tell you right now, if England want to play that way, you got my attention.
Why?
You have my attention that way. I've said this now for four straight major tournaments. England's never had this much depth in their talent. Maybe not high end, but they've got talent all over the field in the attacking end. The fact that Phil Foden and Cole Palmer don't even get a call to the World Cup tells you how deep they are. Let it go. England's number one issue for the last 60 plus years is them being so scared to let it loose. To win a game 4-2. They were not the other night. They were really good. I still think France is the most talented team of the World Cup. But that version of England, you got my attention.
You mentioned Erling Haaland before. Holy crap, man.
Oh, my Lord.
I'm straight up with you. I've never seen him play a match start to finish. But I did the other day. And it was easy to find him on the pitch.
Yes.
It was easy to find him.
He looks like Thor.
He does, man. He looks like an Avenger. And we were talking about like if Gronk played soccer, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
If Gronk played football, I know he's smaller than him, but did he get a goal by scaring the Iraqi goalie?
Yeah,
on that giveaway?
The best part to this though, Rich, is right. Both center forwards are 6'4", 6'5" for Norway.
Holy crap!
And I love it though because the conventional wisdom
what's
is
in the yogurt
don't do
there,
that.
Man. What's in the yogurt? You know?
Yeah, don't do it. No, it's liver and onions for breakfast. You know that I've never, absolutely.
I don't know Scandinavian food. I don't know why I just had yogurt. I took a
yogurt. I don't think those two were raised on yogurt. I think it was straight, you know, meat off the bone, and let's get after it.
He's unreal. He's unreal. And that was so cool, too, right? That Norway hasn't been in this event since 1998.
Yes.
And then let's see what this kid can do. And he scores twice.
But they've got two horses up front, Rich. And just real quickly, though,
please.
It's important. Conventional wisdom is you can only play one tall guy up front. Norway's like, you know what? Those are our two strengths. We're going to be very direct. We're going to play fast. We're going to play off of them. I think they'll scare the living you-know-what out of teams just by having two big guys out front saying, we're going to go a little old-fashioned, and we're going to go for it. They may cause some issues here.
My favorite goal of Messi's the other night was one. Huh. I think it might have been his last one, but because I think he was standing. He's just standing in the middle
it's
of the pitch.
It's unbelievable.
And he's not running around. You know, he's like, I got to conserve my energy here. This is game one of a World Cup, and I can just stand here in the middle of Arrowhead or Kansas City Stadium, whatever the heck they're calling it. And I'll just wait. I'll just wait. Ball's going to come to me. I'm Lionel Messi. And then he gets it, and off he goes, and then a rocket off his foot. It's unreal. We were talking about how in a stadium that Patrick Mahomes plays all his big moments in, Messi's hat trick in a World Cup match is top five in the history of this stadium. It has to be.
Yeah. And the game he played for Inter Miami in the same building,
right.
When he literally blew the doors off of that building too. And Mahomes was literally in the booth next to me. And after the game, sitting there and seeing a guy like that be mesmerized by it, he's going to turn 39 in about 5 days. And yet he's doing things he's never done before. He's defying odds, Rich. He's defying odds. The oldest player to ever have a hat trick. He's never had a hat trick in a World Cup. He just did both. He's now the youngest and oldest player to score for the Argentine national team in a World Cup. He's played in 6 World Cups. He's playing so free right now. Now, post-game, he was very emotional. And obviously, there's something going on personal. The reports out of Argentina are that his dad isn't feeling well. That hasn't been confirmed. but obviously there's something going on. But the way he is playing, everybody in the world told him and Rodrigo De Paul that going to MLS and Inter Miami would completely stall your game. And the first goal, De Paul played one of the best passes I've ever seen. And Messi scores a hat trick. They are defying everybody, including myself. And the fact that he turns 39 in this World Cup and could win the Golden Boot. You got to be kidding me, Rich.
That's incredible. Go ahead and say your stat, Chris. Go ahead and say your stat.
Messi has now more wins at Arrowhead Kansas City Stadium than Derek Carr. Derek Carr was 1-9. Messi's 2-0.
There you go.
He was 1-9 there.
Hey man, the Raiders in the Mahomes era. Come on now.
The scores were like 16-4 in those games. Too.
And I'm legitimately asking you this question, Taylor. 21.
Yes.
Although, how much time do we have left? Because regulation?
We got 6 minutes of extra time.
Jeez, how many?
6 minutes?
No, three. It's just 3 minutes.
It's three automatic.
Well, you had the hydration break. You had two yellow cards. Yeah. And then Rich was rolling around because he thought he pulled his hamstring.
Yeah, the magic spray.
Oh, yeah, my gosh.
Spray.
Oh, my goodness. I'm so glad I can now run like a deer again. Wait a minute. Give me the chance that Cape Verde plays a knockout round match.
Oh,
what do you got for me? Because I mean, they drew Spain, right?
Yes.
They've got Uruguay and what is it? Saudi Arabia, the other. I mean, give me a chance here. There's a chance. What do you got?
There's always a chance, especially for anyone that's seen Dumb and Dumber. There's always a chance.
Yeah.
I will say this is that first off, it's important that your audience knows the first tiebreaker for the 8 third place teams is points.
Right.
They're going to have to get to 4.
Okay.
I just think there's going to be, they're going to have to win one of those games. I don't see it. Now, there is a small chance that the 7th and 8th third place team is 3 points. Now, when that comes into the equation, it's goal differential. There's a chance that Cape Verde gets through with 3 draws. There's a chance.
Mm. Wow. Is it Cape Verde? Because we're calling it Verde. It's Cape Verde?
No, I call it Cape Verde just because we screwed up Qatar. Why don't we screw up this one?
I think we're good.
The goalie. Wait a minute. So what? They've got to get to 4 points or 20 million followers or 20 million followers for the goalie on Instagram.
Well, he's got to be at 18 already. He's had the best rise ever.
But he's got more followers than I think Wembanyama.
Yes.
And
yes.
SGA and Jalen Brunson combined. I think he's got more Instagram followers than all 30 NBA teams.
He's at 13 and a half million
right now. What the hell?
It's amazing.
It's amazing, dude.
He had 50,000.
If he hits 15 million, that's 3 times the population of the republic he represents.
By the way, he was brilliant.
What would happen?
He was really good.
What would happen what would happen if Cape Verde advances and Portugal doesn't?
Oh, I would give anything for that. I'm right now on every CR7 fan right now has my face.
They don't like you.
They don't like me right now, but I've been saying it for 6 months. I've been saying it. He's played 1,005 minutes without a goal from the run of play. That is 10 major tournament games for Portugal that my man hasn't scored. And all I'm saying is he becomes your super sub. You've got the best midfield in the tournament. That's not even hyperbole. That's fact. So in order for this to work, there needs to be mobility, fluidity, and uncertainty. He's all three of those, the 40-year-old Cristiano Ronaldo, or however old he is, he's the oldest player to ever play as a non-goalie in the World Cup. He can't move. He doesn't move the same way. So he stalls everything.
He's
41. So all I'm saying to you is all-time greatest goal scorer ever. Awesome. You need a goal at the end of the game. You change the game slower, and you can become a little bit more predictable by putting him on the field. Just roll the dice. The problem is, and Bruno Fernandes should have scored yesterday, but Ronaldo got in the way because he was more worried about matching what Messi did and Mbappe and Haaland and Harry Kane instead of winning the game. Portugal wins the game if Ronaldo lets that ball slide right across and Bruno finishes it. But he can't do it. He can't do it. He's hurting Portugal.
The Darth Vader of the Iberian Peninsula, Taylor Twellman, here on the Rich Eisen Show, everybody. Dude, loved our chat here. I think we're out of time, and it's, you know, it's,
well, it's extra time. We're not going to penalties because it's only group stage. We're not. Good.
Yeah, there's no golden goal. Maybe the next time we chat. Yeah. Next time we chat.
Putter and Cape Verde in the quarterfinals. Later.
Taylor, do I see you at the American Century Championship in a couple weeks? Taylor,
you will.
Okay.
What's the game like?
It's two.
What do you got? Where are we?
I got everything super like last year. Get to the 15th hole of the final round, tied for the lead,
yep,
and just fall flat on my face.
No, come on now.
Come on.
Come on now. This year we're not.
Okay, fine. That's fine. I'll do it on 17.
This year.
Taylor Twellman, currently a plus 2.6.
What? You show up to a golf course and you're like, you know what? I'll flip you three strokes. Oh. Golf course. Really?
Hey, by the way, I'll play anyone for three strokes. Rich, it's more like, hey, can I play? Cool. How many do you want? 14?
No, well, look at me. I'm the candy man walking around with you. That's for damn sure. Good to see you, Taylor. I'll see you at the American Century Championship.
Hey,
everybody. Taylor Twellman, everybody. ESPN World Cup analyst and Apple TV lead MLS analyst. That was a fun conversation right there. That's real. How about us having a real World Cup conversation?
I mean,
biggest event in the world.
It's great.
I love it.
Got a parade. We're talking soccer.
U.S. Open just started, Rich Eisen.
Okay. Shinnecock. Ladies and gentlemen, where the course comes up to your neck.
The course is winning.
What the hell's going on? Yeah,
only five players under par at the moment.
844-204-RICH, number to dial. Phone lines are lit. We'll take your calls shortly with Hugh Jackman in Hour 3.
The Rich Eisen Show, the podcast.
I'm Kiana, and I leveled up my business with Shopify. Once I figured out that Shopify was a thing, I never turned back. I can create a site with my eyes closed. Shopify thinks ahead of us, you know, and it thinks about the customer more than anything. Every day I'm thinking about some other new business, but Shopify is doing it to me because it's so easy to use. It's like I can't stop. I'm addicted.
Start your free trial at shopify.com.
Back here on the Rich Eisen Show, Women's Sports Now, later on ESPN's family of platforms, Disney Plus, the ESPN app. The commissioner of the National Football League, Roger Goodell, will join Susie and Renee and Sarah. And Colleen Wolfe is also on Women's Sports Now every single Thursday, 6 p.m. Eastern Time. Teresa Witherspoon is also a guest on today's program. But the commissioner of the NFL, Roger Goodell, on Women's Sports Now. Talking about bringing flag football, perhaps, to your daughter's school near you.
Love it.
Which would be outstanding. Taylor loves playing flag football. She played it once 2 years ago in grade school and misses it. So, Roger, RG1 will be part of that broadcast later on. 844-204-RICH, number to dial. Kenny in Washington, D.C., back on the program. What's up, sir?
Hey, what's up, Shaolin? How you doing?
What's going on? Hey. How are you?
What's up, man?
Yeah.
I'm all right, brother. What's up, Shady C?
What up, what up? Hey.
Big Toon, what's up, man? How you doing?
Whoa. I don't know who that is.
Big Tuna.
Just accept the Big Tuna nickname, TJ.
I mean, I can hear you.
He hears you. I don't think he wants to acknowledge you, Kenny.
This nickname is not Roman Reigns. It will not be acknowledged.
But anyway, first off, Rich, congratulations to you and your New York Knicks for breaking the 53-year-old drought.
Thank you, sir.
They managed to get the championship long before the Cowgirls could get it again, you know?
Okay, this is why he's not acknowledging you.
Wow, do you realize that okay, the last time you won, I'm not even going to get into it.
Do it. Say it.
I mean, I don't need to. He knows.
The last time we won was like 2 years ago. So, yeah, okay.
A Super Bowl?
Anyway,
he's an Eagles fan.
Oh, and my bad. I thought he was a
I like how the... Hey, come on, Tuna. So here we go. I would like to also mention that those
5-2, Eagles, Kanye.
It's
those two big Eagles carried y'all to glory. So on the behalf of Jalen, the other MVP champ, and Big Cat, You're welcome, and go Birds.
It took the Eagles 53 years to win a Super Bowl, so I get that you are feeling the what the Knicks fans are going through. He understands, Rich.
This
it took
fun.
Them that long.
This is just
funny. I mean, this is great.
Thank you, Kenya, in Washington, D.C.
Catch up.
And also, later on in the segment, the top five quarterback pressure.
Yes, sir.
I believe that Jalen Hurts will have a lot to prove with a new offensive system coming in and that we're free of the cancer AJ Clown.
Wow.
AJ
Clown is the mic drop there.
He's trying to have smoke for all of
this. I have
a
feeling, again, I'm going to do my top five list of quarterbacks under the most pressure. And you, Chris, will follow with yours.
Right.
Yep. And we will compare notes. And I will proffer to say there will be maybe only one, if maybe two.
I was going to put the line at 1.5.
Yeah. I don't know. I might
Same
take the
players.
Under because you know the way I
view pressure.
View pressure and the way you view it.
Oh, I can guess what your list is going to look like.
I view it as actual real life pressure of I may not have this opportunity again. And your version of pressure is
sports.
What are people going to say about me if I don't win? You know?
Yeah, that's how actual pressure works.
Okay. So we have different interpretations of what pressure
you definitely
is.
Do. You definitely
Billy Joel said,
and,
well,
yes.
So did David Bowie, right?
So did Dave Bowie.
So we'll hit that. That's next down.
Right, DJ.
Love it.
We got nothing. We got nothing but real estate in next.
Like I said, I got a feeling I could pick both of your five.
Well, you're here's what you should do in the commercial break is write down what you think my five is.
I'll do that.
And then what his five is. And then it'll be like sort of a newlywed game type of thing. You'll hold it up and see if you get it. Okay. You understand your on-air partner's thought
that
process.
That is funny.
That
funny.
Make me Chuck Woolery?
That's funny.
No, that's Bob Eubanks.
Oh, Eubanks.
Yeah,
Eubanks.
Yeah.
Okay.
See, yeah.
I knew it was one of those.
We have two.
Skinny Mike.
We have two encyclopedias here. Greatest Jews in Sports. And game shows.
Chuck Woolery was Love Connection.
Love Connection. Oh, right.
But we're, and speaking of that, we're back in 2-2.
2-2.
On the Rich Eisen Show after hour one.
The Rich Eisen Show podcast.